Boston University women's basketball defeats Colgate in the Patriot League semifinals 52-40. We're now joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Melissa Graves. Coach, I think first off, what are your overall feelings about heading back to the Patriot League championship for the second straight season and for the program the third time in the last 4 years?
Yeah, just really happy for this team, for the program. I think getting a crack at it again, especially against Holy Cross, it's going to be a really fun game. You know, they always create a tough environment to play, and I'm excited to have this challenge and, you know, be able to potentially come out with a win this year and have some little, like, redemption game here from last year.
The Raiders were a team that beat you by 37 at the regular season finale, but you said that you made some adjustments, some of them including getting some help defense on Tyasia McMillan. What were some of those adjustments, and why do you felt they made a difference?
You know, McMillan is a phenomenal player. She had 20-plus points on us both games. She was kind of unstoppable for us. Anyone guarding her, it was really tough. So what we did, we doubled her on the bounce, you know, made it really difficult for her to get the shots off. And we did similar with all the guards. We were deep in our gaps. We dug on every bounce. It made it hard for them to get the paint points that they usually try to hunt. And it forced them to take some contested shots from the outside. So I thought as a team, we really, really locked into those pieces. And almost for a full 40, we locked in. And again, it made it really, really tough for them. I thought we also just matched their physicality this time. They're very physical. They play very, very hard. And I didn't think we had a let up, you know, within the game. I thought we were pretty consistent in that sense and just like laser locked in and focused. And I felt it like the last 2 days as well. We were really focused in practice. We were really focused in shoot around. We knew the scout inside out. There was no question on or doubt that they knew the scout. So just really, you know, I'm happy for this team. I'm happy for their opportunity now on Sunday, and, you know, would love to see the same lock in. And I think, you know, this is a team they're excited to play again.
On the court, Caitlin Weimer posts 26 points, exactly half of your output. Alex Giannaris comes on late to score 14. How are your captains feeding into that lock in mentality, both on the court and in the locker room?
Yeah, they're both just uber competitors, and I think they really want to win it, you know, and they really, especially for Kate, they want to win it for our seniors. Kate, Kelsey, Soph, this is a very close-knit team, and again, that group of upperclassmen, and Kate and Alex are in it, who were here last year, who won the regular season, and then we lost the championship, and so again, for us to get another shot at it, I think they have a chip on their shoulder more than anybody else, and we try to put those two in as many actions and situations together as possible. And I thought they played really, really well together. They played off each other well tonight.
Holy Cross is always a tough environment to play in out in Worcester, but you had a tough environment in Hamilton with Cotterell Court. How much do you feel that that will help as you get into this new environment for a Patriot League championship on the line?
Yeah, having those types of experiences always help. You know, what Colgate created today and the atmosphere they created was really tough. We had to repeat calls. We really had to lock in. We had to echo things. We had to over-communicate. So I think it definitely helps, you know, us prepare for this. I thought last year it was an environment that it wasn't really replicated before we had entered it in the championship, even though it was at our place. It was something that, you know, I didn't think we were as prepared for. So having a couple of games throughout the season that felt like this, and especially tonight, I think it's definitely going to prepare us for Sunday.